This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we do talk from time to time about the many ways in which blind and partially sighted people can get involved in the work that the RNIB does around access and making a more inclusive society for us all as visually impaired people. One way is through the regular RNIB Voice of a Customer Tracker surveys. And joining me now is Robin Kay, Research and Insight Analyst here at the RNIB, to tell me more about the current tracker survey, which has just gone live. Hello, Robin, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello.
So firstly, Robin, will you tell me a bit more about these regular RNIB Voice of a Customer Tracker surveys and how they do help the work that the RNIB does around access and inclusion for us all as blind and partially sighted people?
Absolutely. So these, as you've said, quarterly surveys, they are on a range of topics. So it could be anything from mental health through to financial inclusion and getting around and anything at all. The surveys feedback directly to a research team who analyze them, and then it goes wider into the organization for things like campaigning and policy work and just to inform the work we do here at RNIB.
And the latest RNIB Voice of the Customer Tracker survey has just been launched. What is the topic this time, and what sort of things are you looking to, I suppose, receive from blind and partially sighted people who do get involved in the survey?
So the topics this time, it's about the impact of various areas on the lives of blind and partially sighted people. So those areas are, to cover just a few of them, eye health and eye care, getting around and tools for daily life, financial inclusion, employment, and shaping society. So what we mean by shaping society is basically getting involved in voting, getting involved in volunteering. How do you get involved in your community?
And I suppose, how does it all work? What will you be asking blind and partially sighted people to do if they do get involved in the tracker surveys?
Yeah, so all we'll be doing is asking you to take part via the website. There's a link there which lets you take part. So basically, what we ask you to do is go on that link, and it takes about 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, just to fill in some questions. And it's just tick box questions usually, and a couple of open text questions where you can give your opinion in your words.
And then what happens next? Do people sort of have to take part in regular sort of meetings and that sort of thing?
So you can choose to take part. You can choose to take part regularly, or you can choose to do it as a one-off. So there's a sign-up link at the end of the survey for anyone who chooses to take part in that regularly. And basically what that would mean is you can choose, do you want to take part online? Do you want to take part by a phone call in the future? And we can arrange for you to receive those regular trackers.
Robin, how long is the tracker survey running for? Because it's just launched. So is it a couple of weeks, or is it a month or so?
It's open for 6 weeks, so it will close on the 31st of March. So the last day of March, we'll be closing it at midnight.
And I suppose that burning question, how can blind and partially sighted people who do want to get involved in the Voice of a Customer Tracker survey do it? Is it, I know you've mentioned about the website, but can they call the RNIB helpline or email your team to find out more?
I would say the best way is to email our team to find out more. So that can be done by emailing research@rnib.org.uk. It's also worth mentioning at this point, we do have a Welsh language version of the survey. So if you prefer that, we can send you a link to it in Welsh directly as well.
And I suppose it's great for people, isn't it? Because they can have a hand in what the RNIB does and have a say in what we do and how we do sort of provide better access to services and to make that more inclusive society. So you know, it's a great thing for blind and partially sighted people to get involved in.
Absolutely. And just to mention one more thing, if people are interested in the research we do here at RNIB or want to get more involved and have a Facebook account, you can join our Connect Voices group on Facebook. It's RNIB Connect Voices, and we post all of our research opportunities on there as well.
Well, Robin, thank you so much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio about the great work of the RNIB Voice of a Customer Tracker surveys.
Thanks, Toby.